The cocoa tree grows only in the tropics. Yet it's in cooler places that this plant's beloved product, chocolate, has an excessively greedy following. Europeans lead the pack, with Switzerland, Germany, and Belgium trading off for first place from year to year in per capita chocolate consumption. Most Europeans take their chocolate in the form of candy. The relatively new concept of selling chocolate in solid form was hatched in London in 1847. Before that, chocolate was for drinking. Probably as early as 1000 BC, the Olmecs were cultivating Central America's native cocoa. 1,000 years later, the Mayas downed shakes of unsweetened chocolate in water. Mayan nobles, visiting Spain with Dominican religious men in 1544, introduced a cocktail of roasted and ground cocoa beans, water, wine, and peppers. Sugar was added, and the drink caught on in Europe. Chocolate's popularity sparked the spread of cocoa cultivation. Trees were imported to the Dutch East Indies in 1778 and Africa in 1822. Though Africa now produces two-thirds of the world's cocoa beans, Africans themselves consume little chocolate. One reason, meltdown. Cocoa butter, the fat of the cocoa bean, liquefies near 90 degrees Fahrenheit, making chocolate melt easily in a 98.6 degree Fahrenheit mouth, or in a hot climate. Candy needs constant refrigeration if it's in a hot place, and most developing countries can't offer that. Additives for heat resistance interfere with chocolate's creaminess. So until scientists solve that problem, citizens of cool or cooled countries will likely continue as the champion chocolate eaters.